Michael Chidieme is with the Harare City Council, and he rejects the view that council should be lenient with those who owe it money. He says not collecting payment means services can't be provided.
It's equally insensitive to say we should not collect money that is due to the council, money which is supposed to go to our service delivery. So if service delivery suffers, it means our clinics will not be functional. People want to be treated at our clinics. It means they won't be functional. And we are in a COVID era. So we need all the resources to resource our functions so that we are able to provide services. We are able to provide water. We are able to provide health services. We are able to provide good roads. We are able to provide street lighting. We are able to provide wastewater. We are able to collect garbage.
However, many residents say they are not getting the services such as water or rubbish collection that they pay for. Lorraine Mupasiri is the director of the Combined Harare Residents Associations. She says the issue of paying rates is complicated.
We always support the idea that residents must pay for services that they are receiving from City of Harare. But where they are not receiving any services, because we use a human rights-based approach, and also according to the Administrative Justice Act, of which is our local law, citizens must have the right to access administrative justice. And that means if we are talking about bill payments, citizens must be paying what they are receiving.
And then there is the pandemic, which has left majority of Zimbabweans with very little disposable income. What's more, Mupasiri says there are various factors discouraging residents from paying their rates.
It's not just the pandemic. Yes, the pandemic is there, and it has incapacitated a lot of residents, because you will realize that more than 75% of Harare population, they are in the informal sector. And the informal sector is the one that has been most affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, mainly due to the lockdown restrictions. So it also reduced the capacity of citizens to pay their bills. Citizens have genuine grievances concerning the issues of transparency and accountability within the city of Harare.
Chidieme says the council is putting its house in order, and soon the debt collector will begin pressing for payments. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zunawashe from Harare.